Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Partly cloudy with isolated showers and thundershowers over Gauteng as well as parts of Mpumalanga, the northwest. It will be hot in places. Pretoria and Rustenburg going up to 31, Joburg and Emalahleni 27, Mbombela and Polokwane 28. And if you think that's high, the mercury is rising in other parts of the country. Oudtshoorong and Worcester going up to 41 degrees today.
As per usual, traffic a little bit slow from the Brockfontein interchange in Midrand on the N1 southbound. That, of course, moving towards New Road.
The Public Service Association says it's commenced with a mandating process of its members on the government's new wage offer and improvement of conditions of service for public servants. The government has tabled a new wage offer of 5.5% for public sector workers. The association represents more than 250,000 public sector employees. And global tourism fully recovered from the COVID-19 pandemic in 2024, with 1.4 billion international tourists arrivals recorded worldwide. UN Tourism says a majority of the destinations welcomed more international tourists last year than they did before. However, the surge in visitor numbers has sparked a backlash in many tourism hotspots, prompting the authorities to take steps to ease the pressure on bursting beaches and gridlocked streets. And with that, looking at our business news. We wait for today's release of the inflation figures for December. Annual consumer inflation was at 2.9% in November, below the Reserve Bank's target range of between 3 and 6%. There is an expectation that annual inflation will come in higher in December. Yesterday, Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyagu told Reuters during an interview at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos that our inflation is facing risks this year, including the exchange rate of the rand, the global oil price, and policies of the new administration of US President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Trump spent his first full day in the White House yesterday announcing a new $500 billion venture to build infrastructure for artificial intelligence in America. This led to a global rally that was extended into Asia this morning. A dollar trading at 18 Rand 50, a euro 19 Rand 27, a pound 22 Rand 83 cents. Gold at $2,751.05 per fine ounce, oil at $79.31 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada De Souza, back with more news at 7.
Well, there was plenty of Champions League football last night. Liverpool beat Lille 2-0 to maintain their perfect record in this season's Champions League and clinch qualification for the last 16. Atletico Madrid certain to make the playoffs after a 2-1 home victory over Bayer Leverkusen. Monaco beat Aston Villa 1-0. Borussia Dortmund as well are through, though they did suffer a loss. The biggest drama on the night came in the rain in Lisbon. Barcelona had trailed 4-2 with 12 minutes of the 90 remaining. Somehow they recovered to win 5-4. Novak Djokovic yesterday won an epic generational clash against Carlos Alcaraz to stay on track for an 11th Australian Open title with Alexander Zverev in the semifinals. The Serb won 4-6, 6-4, 6-3, 6-4, despite having his thigh heavily strapped. Iga Swiatek has also just won her quarterfinal against Emma Navarro. She'll face Madison Keys in the semifinal. That's after the American had beaten Elina Svitolina. Here at home, Mike Cape Town took another step closer to our first ever Betway SA20 playoff spot. That's after the encounter against Durban Super Giants at Kingsmead was abandoned due to bad weather. Today's match will see the Pretoria Capitals away to Sunrise's Eastern Cape. First ball is at 5:30. And concerns have arisen around the availability of wing Doan Funamadva for Scotland's Six Nations opener against Italy. He's not the only South African-born star who's out injured. Dylan Richardson is also out of the tournament. And that's due to a shoulder injury picked up in the Sharks Champions League Cup defeat last weekend. The Scots kick off their Six Nations campaign against Italy in Edinburgh on the 1st of February. I'm Xolani Ndlovu.